Thunder Bay. Dino Mene, one of 24 hopefuls vying for 5 at-large seats on Thunder Bay's city council, describes himself as a blue-collar, straightforward person that gets right to the point. Mene is a lifelong city resident and part-time hobby farmer who said he's been in construction his whole life along with his family. "I've seen things grow, I've always had a part in tearing things down that were old," he said. "I'd like to see new stuff moving forward." His priority on council would be to support both the business community and the homeless and others who are struggling, he said. Addressing what's believed to be a growing number of people without housing in the city, Mene states that expanding substance abuse programs and other supports is the clear path forward. "I think the biggest root of the problem is alcohol and drug abuse," he said. "We need to get to the root of the problem. What we need to do is find a place to get help for these people, and maybe even help manage their monies, for people who are willing to get help." He suggested the former LPH should be considered as a place to offer support services. Asked about the municipal role on homelessness and poverty, often considered provincial and federal responsibilities, Mene said the city should push for more funds, but can't stop there. "I think the provincial government should step up and pay a little bit more, but how can we wait?" he asked. "You can't put money on a life. If people need help, we gotta step forward, we gotta start doing it now and pay the bill, and ask the government to help us here. I think a treatment center is something that's going to benefit the community, with or without government funding. People need help here, we've got to do something." The concerns he's heard the most on the campaign trail relate to homelessness, crime, drug abuse, and vandalism, he said. "The city's police force has done well in confronting those challenges," he said, expressing pride in its drug enforcement efforts. "I think they need more help," he added. He's not yet certain about the need for an expensive new police headquarters, suggesting he'd like to see an expansion at the current location fully vetted. "Still," he said, "if crime is a problem, and the drug abuse is a problem, we need to give whatever funding we need to give to get that cleared up first, because that's the biggest problem from the root, and you've got to start right from the root." As well as action on homelessness and crime, Mene says he'd focus on keeping taxes down, promoting infrastructure, and job creation. Asked about the proposed multi-use turf complex, Mene expressed enthusiasm. "I'm all for it," he said. "I think we do need it, not just for the younger generation, but even other people." He said if the city is going to spend significantly on a new facility, however, he'd like to see a multi-purpose building that could also host concerts and other events.